Big issues. Statehood for Washington, D.C. Support. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democrat, D.C. Holmes Norton is a member of the Committee on Oversight and Reform. If statehood were awarded on the basis of merit, the District of Columbia would have become a state long ago. When I was first elected as a Democratic delegate to the House of Representatives in the early 1990s, I got the first ever House vote on statehood. That vote did not prevail because the Democratic House majority was dominated by more conservative Southern Democrats. During most of my service since, I have been in the House minority, but I took full advantage of the House majority Democrats won in 2018 and got a huge majority vote for statehood, 232 to 180, most of them co-sponsors of the bill as well. There are no requirements for statehood, but the District of Columbia has long met the criteria usually considered: population, resources, and support. Perhaps foremost, the district ranks first in federal taxes per capita paid to support the country, pays more in total federal taxes than 22 states, and has roughly the same population as six states. Washington, D.C. has a bigger budget than 12 states, and its AAA bond rating outranks that of 35 states. The House vote for statehood this year gives the district a head start in the Senate. With more than 100 national and local organizations already working for D.C. statehood in the Senate, and 90% of Senate Democrats co-sponsoring the bill as of November, D.C. is perfectly positioned for statehood. Oppose, Representative Robert B. Aderholt, Republican, Alabama. Aderholt is a member of the House Committee on Appropriations. When our founding fathers established our republic, they knew the balance between the rights of the federal and state governments would be delicate. It was vital that the system give each state certain rights and powers in shaping the country and representing the people. The debates were heated, with pivotal figures such as Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton having different philosophies on the form the new nation should take. That is why our republic is worth fighting for, why our balance of power is worth preserving, and why I do not believe in tipping the scales for the sake of wishful thinking. Because of this, I voted against giving the District of Columbia statehood. The founders intentionally did not grant the District of Columbia statehood so that no state would house the capital and perhaps have undue influence over the federal government. They realized that a state made up almost entirely of government employees and lobbyists would be a massive conflict of interest, and having the same rights as other states would only encourage corruption, centralize power, and destabilize the equality of individual states in Congress. How would two additional senators represent a constituency that is, quite literally, the federal government? The Founding Fathers had it right. The idea of granting it statehood is a direct affront to our system of government. Opposing D.C. statehood should not be a partisan stance. It is simply the right stance. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone, 202-225-3121.